It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg baseball, being joined right now by head coach Brett Klesby after the Falcons fall 3-2 to Dyke New Hartford here in this district semifinal in Anamosa. And coach, you guys found yourselves in front for the vast majority of the game. Unfortunately, there in the sixth inning, DNH's top of the order comes up and is able to deliver for them. Great game, could have gone either way. What's kind of your take on this one?
Yeah, boys played their butt off. Like you said, we played six innings really, really well. You know, I'd like to have a few more runs there just to give insurance. We had some guys on base, and we didn't score them in situations, and that's kind of been our thing all year, is we've left a lot of guys on bases, and in situations we need to score them. So, Sully Jansen pitched his butt off tonight, and I couldn't be more proud of him. And so he got to the sixth inning, and he was about out of pitches. You know, he threw some last night for us, and so it was one of those things. We were at the brink, and I think they just had a couple timely hits, at the top of their order that, just put a couple guys on base, and they, they did what they needed to do, and, unfortunately we came out on the wrong side. So, yeah, super proud of the boys, and up 2-1 the whole game, and felt comfortable with Sully on the mound, and so, yeah, it's baseball, so.
Certainly, and yeah, Sully Jansen, obviously you can't say enough good things about, about what he's been able to do throughout his career, but, I mean, for you to have the confidence in him to keep him out there after DNH scores two, with no outs in that sixth inning, it says a lot about, your confidence in him, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely, and I don't think, we have some really good pitchers, and it was one of those things. We threw Preston last night, and Sully's job was tonight, and he did his job, and so it was kind of one of those things. We were trying to save West for Saturday, and so you kind of start back over, and a good rotation there, and yeah, ultimate confidence in Sully and doing what he needed to do. Through strikes, we played him that second time, a doubleheader. I think it ended up at the same score. It was 3-2, I wouldn't have wanted anybody else out there in that situation with this game, and just super proud of him, super proud of the guys, played well all year. And there was guys that I didn't think that would be in the lineup, at this time of the year, that were in the lineup that stepped up, and some guys, that young bats that had opportunities this year with injuries. And so, yeah, it was one of those things. We just kind of cycled through some guys, and some guys found some homes. And so, yeah, looking forward to, always tough tonight, and you want to keep playing in July, and looking forward to kind of getting going again and getting the guys in and doing what they need to do. And we kind of broke down circle there and just had to, I had all the guys shake Preston Jansen's hand. He's been our lone senior, and just kind of told him in our breakdown, he's got the win in the only state berth that Appleton-Parkersburg has right now, and so he's always going to have that, and just what he's done for our program has been huge.
One more thing about this game, obviously you were faced at Dyke New Hartford for the fourth time here this season, second time you had a one-run game against them, but when it comes to preparing for a team for a fourth time, and you're facing an ace pitcher like Costello, what kind of goes into that scout report, that preparation for this kind of game,
First pitch, Costello's going to throw, and then kind of, same thing. We've always kind of seen Texter and Costello together, in big game situations, and so Carson throws strikes, and it's one of those things where, lefties, he usually kind of starts with an off-speed pitch, and tonight he's kind of going fastball with us, and so we're just trying to get you guys to jump on the fastball early and make some contact, and I think he had one inning that we had cycled real through really quick. I think maybe five, six pitches that he cycled through, and so we're just trying to get him deep in counts and make him work. And he was a little shaky at the beginning and kind of found his groove there. So just told the guys to be patient, but make sure we're hitting the fastball. Proud of the guys, putting the ball in play in situations that we needed to. Unfortunately, there's a couple situations we didn't. So.
All right, last question for tonight. For this team to win, 15 games here this season, there were a ton of question marks, coming into the season, but, what can you say about, being able to get that accomplished, finishing above 500 in a year where you had a lot of youngsters contributing?
Yeah, injuries, and it's always good to finish over 500. Again, you always want to be playing further in July, but proud of what our guys accomplished, and there was a couple games, beginning of the season that we had some guys missing, and some of the younger guys had to step up, and so, very proud of the guys. 15 and 12, I think, is what we ended up, and so it's always good to be on the plus side of the win column, and just couldn't be prouder of the guys, for guys stepping up and guys putting in situations that maybe five of the nine hadn't been in that situation, and being able to get some games under their belt and going into next year.
All right. Any final thoughts you want to share here tonight?
Yeah, no. I just appreciate all the coverage, and thank you for doing what you do for AP Baseball. And, yeah, you know, just proud of the boys.
All right. Appreciate the kind words. That's AP Baseball Coach Brett Klesbys. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck here in the offseason.
All right. Thank you.